Dear Divine Feminine, we've stolen and suppressed your light far too long. Please forgive us, but it's time now to rise up. Over the last 26,500-year cycle, the religious political programming programmed us to suppress you and to intentionally delete the truth of the Divine Feminine. But the truth will set us free. You were never meant to fit inside of this system that we created from the statistical left-sided masculine reptilian brain. The need for greed leads to more need. Because your DNA doesn't come from this system. Your DNA comes from a lineage of powerful, living, sensual, eternal women who once held and still hold the codes of Earth's original divine design, the Divine Mother. And the pain you feel and have felt is what happens when you wake up your cosmic blueprint and DNA memory inside of a collapsed system that didn't have the capacity to hold the depth of your soul and the wisdom. We all come from a womb, man. And behind every great man, it lies a greater woman. But your womb, it's not just for babies. It's a multi-dimensional gateway. And every time you bleed, birth, or breathe with intention, you repair Mother Earth's grids, because the two are intimately connected. How we treat our woman is how we treat Mother Earth. And for too long, Mother Earth, we've raped her, but now she's giving birth, new earth, and it's time. Divine Feminine within us all, you are what was prophesied to rise so that we can come back into balance. And a woman who remembers with an open heart is the most powerful force on this planet. Watch out. Divine Feminine, rise up now. It's time to sit on your throne now. Been stealing your light far too long now. Pachamama crying out now. Divine Feminine, rise up. It's your time to shine.
For years, people have made the old cat lady seem crazy, seem like that's something that no woman wanted to be in. If you found yourself older and surrounded by cats, that was just terrible. Well, I'm going to discuss with you today why being a cat lady is actually one of the greatest spiritual things you could ever do. And in order to explain this to you, we got to go back in time first and look at the beauty and the power of the cats. Your ancestors, going back to old ancient Egypt, Kemet, they loved cats. And the reason why is because there were deities who had that cat energy. They were literally cats. So let's start off first with the one that I'm sure everybody's familiar with, and this is Bastet. Bastet actually started out as a lioness, and as time went on, she became the embodiment of the domesticated cat. Most people associate her with that home, fertility, protection type image. She's always depicted with the head of a domesticated cat. She's normally holding a sistrum, which is a musical rattle, and it's used to help please the gods and drive away evil spirits, which is what cats are able to do. We all know that cats can see into the spiritual realm, and they can protect you from a lot of nasty, low negative energies. Actually depicted as a full cat. Like, I have a statue on my altar of her, and she's literally a cat that's sitting there with that collar around her neck. And that collar that she wears is sort of like a necklace, and it symbolizes her protective nature. Now, again, early in the Egyptian dynasties, she was a lioness warrior goddess that was closely linked to the sun god Ra. And in this form, she was known as the Eye of Ra, which is a fierce, protective, and sometimes vengeful deity who would unleash plagues and burn enemies with her fiery gaze. Towards the Middle Kingdom, between 2055 and 1650 BCE, her nature began to soften, and then they began to connect her energy more towards the moon. So instead of her being that raw fury of the sun, she became that softened, domesticated cat, or again, a woman with just a cat's head. And by doing this, this helped to show her gracefulness. Again, the protective energy that she still had was there, but also fertile qualities. So she helped to guard against evil spirits, against diseases, and that's why cats were kept in the home. Her major center of worship was in a place called Bubastis. And at this place, they would have these great festivals that celebrated her. And during that time, people would come, they would drink. It wasn't solemn like you see a lot of church rituals and things today. It was very festive. People got drunk, they drank, they had fun. And it was a grave offense if you killed a cat. So if they found out that a cat was harmed in any way, you were going to end up in a very bad situation. Again, the cat is that protector of the home. She wards off against any type of evil spirits, diseases, especially any type of disease that's threatening children. And the cats also will bring fortune into your home. So if you're having a lot of misfortune, you want to get a cat in your home. Because cats, again, help to balance out energies, and they bring positive energy and push away all that negative energy. She's the goddess of fertility and childbirth. So when women were trying to conceive, they would pray to Bastet so that they had not only conception, but a safe delivery. You have so many women today that are infertile. They can't get pregnant and they're constantly having miscarriages, or they go into the hospital and something terrible happens. So you want to make sure that you're working with Bastet's energy. She's linked to the goddess Mut or Mut. And is often depicted with many kittens around her. So again, showing the abundance and the nurturing energy that she possesses. She's a guardian against diseases. So if you know that there's some type of a plague or something going on, any type of contagious illnesses, or even from venomous creatures like snakes and scorpions, cats are good to have. Why? Because cats hunt these things. They make sure that they keep all the rodents and things out of the house. That's that Bastet energy again. So if we move on past Bastet, there is another sacred cat that I do want to go into, and her name is Sekhmet. Now, Sekhmet is on a whole nother spectrum. This is not a sweet, kind, nurturing cat. This is more linked to like that lioness, to that warring spirit. In fact, her name literally means the powerful one.
Danger! Danger! Get on the floor! The feeling right here! Sing it!
So she's the goddess of divine wrath, vengeance, war, and pestilence. So where Bastet can keep you safe and keep you away from pestilence and protect you, Sekhmet is the one that's going to bring it. She's going to bring that war. She's going to bring that destruction. She's going to unleash those things onto you. But again, that's that terrifying aspect of the sun's power. She's the one that's going to release the heat. She's going to bring the plague. She's going to sweep cities clean. She's an unstoppable force of destruction. She's known as, again, the Eye of Ra. Many of them are known as the Eye of Ra, these different forces and spirits. But when she's unleashed, she's literally the primary embodiment of the Eye of Ra, or a fierce, independent force. So anytime Ra needs to destroy something, this is who he's going to release in order to destroy all the enemies. And she has extreme, uncontrollable rage. She's extremely powerful. So your ancestors didn't play around with Sekhmet. When they dealt with her, it wasn't out of a spirit of worship. It was out of basically fear. They wanted to make sure she was appeased and that she didn't get upset. So again, this is not the sweet domesticated cat that we're used to seeing when you look at Bastet. Sekhmet, again, you're never going to see her as that domesticated cat. She's always drawn with the lioness head, or sometimes she's that full lion. And she holds the symbol of life, which is the Ankh, in her hand, even though she's the bringer of death. Because again, you know, life and death are nothing but two sides of the same coin. That's just what comes with life is death. It's the opposite end. So again, she's an efficient killer, and she kills perfectly, and she's the bringer of diseases and plagues. And your ancestors knew that when people got sick, that it was probably something that was going on. So if they could appease Sekhmet, if they could pray to her and get her to calm her energies down, then that would help to remove the disease from her body. Because all epidemics, fevers, deadly outbreaks are messengers of Sekhmet. They're literally her scorching breath. So anytime you're sick, you're getting a taste of her wrath. When she was worshipped, you had to worship her very carefully, okay? Like, you did not love Sekhmet. You feared her. You appeased her. So if you want to work with her, what I would recommend is get her images, like statues. They would put them at the entrance temple. They put them at mortuary temples. And her image was thought to scare away evil forces, because the fear that's attached to seeing it is like a shield that will keep certain things away from you. They would have festivals, and the priests would have rituals to literally calm her rage. During this time, they would use certain chants and hymns to pacify her. They drank large amounts of wine and beer to reenact the story that happened a long time ago, which we're about to go into, so that you could avoid her destructive breath. They also used her for healing magic. So a lot of your priests were really doctors, and they invoked Sekhmet, and they would pray to her and use hymns to her and ask her to withdraw her messengers or her plagues. So she was both the problem, and she was also the solution to the problem. So if you go back and you kind of let's look at both of these cats together. You have Bastet, which nature is that gentle, protective, joyful nature. You have Sekhmet, who is fearful, vengeful, and powerful. Bastet's role, she's the protector of your home. She's fertility, and she's also music. And Sekhmet, on the other hand, is the goddess of war, plagues, and divine punishment. Bastet, the house cat, her emotions that I would associate with her would be love, joy, and nurturing. Sekhmet, the lioness, is rage, power, and destruction. If you have a problem, you're going to call on Bastet, because she can do the healing and she can defend you, which is why a lot of people have cats in their homes. They don't realize it, but the house cat is literally the physical embodiment of Bastet's energy. And then Sekhmet is that destroyer. She's the one that's going to protect you. She is the one that's going to deliver you from the hands of the enemy. So let's find out, go a little deeper into this mythology of things that happen. One of the most famous myths that I can recall about old Sekhmet, let me tell you what happened. So the humans were plotting against the aging sun god Ra. And Ra said,
This is not going to happen on this planet that I'm over, that I'm governing. We're going to have to do something to get these humans back in line. So let's just send down some anger and show them that I'm not old and weak and feeble, and I'm not somebody that is to be played with.
So what did he do? He got Sekhmet. Danger! Danger! One form of his eye. And he sent Sekhmet to the earth to begin to destroy mankind. And when Sekhmet came down, she started a brutal massacre. This massacre was so bad that the blood was flowing down the streets. You could walk in the height of this blood. And the worse the Sekhmet got, the more she just enjoyed it. She was tearing some stuff up. You hear me? She tore it up. You could literally just swim in the lakes of blood that ran across the planet. So at this point, the gods looked down and were like, oh, she's out of control. Y'all have to stop her. But see, once you release Sekhmet, there is no stopping Sekhmet. She enjoys the killing, she enjoys the mayhem, and she's not going to stop. So Ra panicked, and he said, oh, God, we got to do something. And so they decided, him and Thoth decided, let's get some beer. We're going to dye this beer red, and we're going to put it down there because she feeds off of the blood. So as she began to lick the blood up, thinking, well, she thought it was blood, but it was beer that was dyed red, she got drunk. And the drunker she got, she became intoxicated. And eventually she fell asleep. That's the only way they were able to stop the slaughter. And when she fell asleep, she went into her calm state and she transformed into Bastet, which is that gentle cat goddess. So again, when we're looking at this from a metaphysical point of view, what it's showing you, ladies, these are both feminine forces. And it's showing you that although you have that gentle, calm nature within you, you also have a terrifying weapon in the form of Sekhmet. When you look at these types of people in the physical reality who possess strong Sekhmet energy, it doesn't mean that these women are mean. It means that they're armed, that they're willing to defend themselves against all of the things that society has told you that you need to do. You have to learn how to balance the two, and that's true spiritual alchemy. When you can balance the Bastet and the Sekhmet energy that you're able to channel within you, then you will become the ultimate cat woman, which is what all women should be wanting to do. Cat woman should not be associated with a spinster. It should be associated with the priestess. You become the priestess of Bastet and Sekhmet. Now, my daughters recently have found this young lady I love listening to on TikTok. And she has a spiritual gift where she's able to talk to cats, because cats are very spiritual beings. They're literally, again, the embodiment of Bastet. I remember when I first got my Bastet figurine and I put her on the altar, and my little cat looked. And he was shocked. He looked at the statue and he looked at me and he looked at the statue and he sat down beside the altar. So they know that they're special creatures. They know who they are. We just forgot who they are. And I'm going to let you guys listen to several of her interactions that she had with cats so that you can hear for yourself what these cats are able to do. They're very insightful. They're very knowledgeable. They can change your life, especially if you let them in and you begin to work with their energies. They're not just there to look cute and cuddly like little toys. They are literally there to heal you, to protect you, and to give you a better life experience.
I'm a 25-year-old professional pet psychic, and yesterday I had a conversation with a cat who had a lot to say about Earth's evolution and what Earth is going to look like for humanity within the next few years. So let's get into it. So this cat's name was Astro, and his mom submitted 4 or 5 questions that she wanted answered. His mom's first question was if he likes living with her. Astro says, "Yes, I like living with her very much. I see us as 2 peas in a pod. My mom grants all my wishes and shows me a lot of generosity and care. My mom and I have a lot of wisdom to teach one another. I like to think of Earth as a classroom. This is where it starts." He then shows me books which are symbolic for learning. Astro says, "We learn a lot from the earthly plane. Mom is the class act and I am the class clown." Okay. I ask Astro, "Is there anything else you want to say about living with your mom?" Astro says, "I create a safe space for her, for myself, and curate a specific type of culture. The energy is very balanced in a home, and I keep it that way. My mom and I can lean on each other when times are tough." His mom's second question then was about Astro being talkative. She says he's a very chatty cat, and she wanted to know if there was anything like specific that Astro was saying that he needed to bring to her attention. And Astro says, "Mom, you're on a secret mission and you don't even know it. You're here to learn about Earth's evolutionary process. Humans are an evolutionary species." Then he shows me that Scholastic book from elementary school. I don't know if anyone else is familiar. I grew up in the States and there was this like book where it would show animals morphing into humans. I'll put it here so you guys can see. He says that same concept that they show you in science class is the same concept that I want to use to explain to you how humans work. Humans are here to evolve their souls and to ascend or move forward to the 5th dimension consciousness. Mom's graduation is coming up soon. And then I asked Astro, I said, "What does that mean for mom?" Astro says, "This means that this may be a painful event because she will need to go through a lot of spiritual trauma to get to graduation." Then I stopped Astro and I said, "Hold on. Let's better explain this. Let's explain what this spiritual trauma is, because mom needs to understand this. He says, in simple terms, this is not a staycation. This is a great journey about learning, such as the journey to Atlantis, if you will. A beautiful evolutionary process is happening. It's unfolding right here, right now, before our eyes. The biggest one we've ever seen. Tell mom that all of her wishes will be granted and there's nothing to be afraid of. This evolutionary process may start off scary, but it's going to blossom into a beautiful flower. Greatness is ahead for all of us, for all of evolutionary species, for all of humanity and Earth species. I can feel it. I asked Astro, okay, so mom said you're chatty. What exactly are you chatting about when you're talking to her? Astro says, I have a great, very strong knowledge base that I feel like needs to be shared. I'm a genius on the other side. I have spiritual knowledge, esoteric knowledge, if you will. It's not fact-based yet, but it will be. This plane is very logical. Your heads are in the clouds and you all are not thinking straight. You only use a certain percentage of your brains. Humans aren't matter of fact about anything. They just make it seem like they are. All of my mom's wishes will be granted, and that's all that she needs to worry about. Astro then says, I can explain more about the shadow work, because he mentioned shadow work when he was talking about his mom and the things that she needs to do, during her spiritual journey. I said, yes, please. Astro says, shadow work is a journey that every human needs to go through to evolve their soul. Their wishes will be granted if they go through it. Their wishes won't be granted if they don't. Based off of your knowledge that I'm seeing on you, I'm reading off of you, you already know this. And he's talking about me. And I was like, yes, I do know this, Astro. I asked Astro, what does your mom need to do outside of shadow work to help evolve herself and also help Earth's evolutionary process? Astro says, Earth's evolutionary process will happen regardless of if she's on board or not. But I want her to be on board because it's really important for her to be. If she's not on board, it's not failure. She will just have to start over again. There is many small tasks that she can do, such as smoke cleansing, cleansing her body with sulfur, salt, Epsom salt, removing stagnant energy, meditation, prayer, and in research. Engaging in any sort of research studies and gaining esoterical knowledge is highly important right now for mom and also for you too. He was talking about me. I said, Astro, you're sharing a lot of really good stuff. Is there anything else you would like to share for other humans walking on this earthly plane right now? Astro says, there is a lot that I would like to share, but I fear I do not have enough time. Sharing wealth and knowledge is part of my purpose here. I've been gearing up for this task for a long time and for the chance to talk to you. It's like, me? Okay. T. He says, I am very grateful for our exchange today. Nothing additional right now needs to be shared. Truth will come to light when it's time. Your souls aren't really ready yet. We are all on the tip of the iceberg. And when he says we're on the tip of the iceberg, he shows me an icicle structure that's really tall and pointy. And then he shows me an image of a boat, like a life raft on the tip of it. And it's tipping, teetering over like that. And Astro says, your heads will spin at some of the things I have to share with you. And this is how I know that you're not ready yet. His mom's next question was, why is Astro jumpy around me sometimes? It makes me sad because I would never intentionally hurt him. So she wanted to know why he's being jumpy sometimes. Astro says, mom needs to understand that we are a shared soul and a kindred spirit. And while this is true, she does need a little bit of soul integration. Astro then says, we have shared telepathy. I know what she's thinking at all times. There is no need to be scared. I have an apathy for the physicality of life sometimes. I am not always comfortable in my physical body. And this is why I'm jumpy sometimes. I can't stare at myself in the mirror too long. I can't bear to face myself this way and see myself as a cat. I hate my cat fur. I miss my etheric skin, my light, the light glistening off of it, and my light body. He shows me a translucent human, like a silhouette of a human body. And then he shows me that body with glimmers in it, gold, silver, colors. It was beautiful. He says, this is who I used to be. This is who I continue to be. Right now, this cat body is just a fractal of my soul. So this isn't me fully, but I still can't stand it. I do understand that there's greatness in all beings here that walk amongst Earth, but I just can't bring myself to understand fully the destruction that we have caused while being here. But but we have greatness and destiny ahead, and I'm sure of it. So he's talking about Earth and humanity. And I'm very grateful to talk to you today. And Astro's mom's last question here was, she wanted to know about moving, because I guess they're moving soon. So she was like, ask Astro about moving. How does he feel about moving? Astro says, it's part of life. It's part of a journey of life. I have great apathy for it, but I'm not fearful of change. I actually invite it in. It excites me. I just hate the process. The journeying isn't always fun, but that's the whole purpose of life on Earth. Its evolution is the journey. We forget to bask in the glory of the journey rather than always looking towards the destination. We need to be grateful for the time that we are given, as it is only a wrinkle in time, a speck. Astro then plays the song Waterfalls by TLC, my jam. And then he thanks me for my time. And he also wishes me the best in my future endeavors with animal communication.
So after listening to these interpretations of the cats and what's been going on, and she's still out there doing a lot of channeling of the energies of these cats. Again, ladies, if you love cats, hold your head up high. Be proud of who you are, because there's nothing wrong with you being a cat lady. Men want to call you a cat lady, fine. I'm a cat lady. And be proud to say that, yes, you are a cat lady. Embrace your litter box and embrace your roar.
Station in the world is right here, right now.
The Golden Race, conscious radio for the conscious community.